It's Colorado's number one for new country, Superman, with Tom Boyd from the Vail Valley Foundation. How are you doing this afternoon, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Dude, thanks for taking time this afternoon. Well, listen, before we get to the awesome resources you and other teams throughout Eagle County have created, I know your team puts on some of the most amazing events here in town, like Vail Dance, GoPro Mountain Games, and a ton of more. Tom, before we get things started, tell me a little bit about Vail Valley Foundation and your role at the foundation.
Yeah, so I'm the PR and comms guy, so I do a lot of the radio interviews, right? But I also am the director of the Ford Amphitheater, kind of a dual role there for the company. But yeah, we have a lot, obviously, to think about as we head toward our summer. For the GoPro Mountain Games, folks know that it's been postponed to August 20th through the 23rd. We're going to evaluate that decision by June 1st and call the ball there. Everything else we're doing at the Vail Valley Foundation is just a little too early to tell what our summer is going to look like, but we're starting to think about that, and we're hoping to have more information on that between now and June 1st.
I love that, and I also love how Youth Power 365 is kind of under your umbrella as well. What a wonderful resource Youth Power 365 is, and a powerful force here in town. Tell us a little bit about Youth Power 365.
Thanks so much for bringing that up, right? Yeah, Vail Valley Foundation is a unique organization. Arts, athletics, education, right? Those are the three areas we focus. Our education work is called Youth Power 365, and we provide education enrichment for after school and summer school. So think about all that time when school lets out, when mom and dad are still at work. What do the kids do, right? Well, that's one of the places where we really help out. Same with summer school, too. And I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference in kids' education. Study after study after study shows that time after school and summer is extremely important in the growth of all of our young people. So we serve every child every day. That's our aspirational goal at Youth Power 365. We love working
Tom,
with our county's kids.
You have me nodding my head yes. I love all the good that you and your team does for everyone here in the High Country. Just big props to you. So big thanks as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, as we all come together, obviously, to do our best to combat this coronavirus the best way we can with washing our hands, practicing social distancing, wearing face masks when we go out in public, and with all the news that is out there, you and some amazing teams here in town have created One Valley Voice, which is such a wonderful resource of information. Tom, how did this kind of all come together?
Yeah, I like everyone else, I wanted to help, right? There's a lot of folks out there. Some folks have sewing skills and they're making masks. We salute all those folks. I'm a communications professional. I said, how can I help? We all got together in this county. There's a lot of us who work in marketing and communication. And what we wanted to do is create a singular entity where everyone in this county can not only hear from our public health officials and our county leaders, but also to speak up, to have their voice heard. And that's super important. We want to make sure that it's a two-way communication street. So that's why we created One Valley Voice. It's a brand new effort. We really want your listeners' participation. Great way to start. Go to Facebook, look for One Valley Voice, and contribute your thoughts, your ideas, your energy, and let us know what's going on in your life, what's going on in your world. And then at the same time, we can help communicate out exactly what's going on at the county level from our public health officials. In terms of where are we as a county and how are we doing?
It's really just a one-stop shop for great information here in town, and I just love that you guys have put that all together. The website is ecemergency.org as well, if you're not on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And you see that when we all get together as communications professionals, it's in something called the PIO group, Public Information Officer Group. And there's over 40 different organizations in the county represented there. And so when we get together, you might remember when there's been wildfires in the past or what have you, ecemergency.org is where emergency information about situations in Eagle County is communicated. We have merged that effort together with One Valley Voice. And as we grow this initiative, what you'll see is a lot of great information coming from all those same PIO folks, whether you're Vail Health or Vail Resorts or Vail Valley Foundation, the county, town of Vail, town of Eagle, all of us are together in that one place, unifying our thoughts and hearing your thoughts from you. It's actually a pretty special initiative that other counties are starting to pick up on and do themselves.
Oh, well, I love hearing that. ECEmergency.org. And again, if you are new to town, we have this really cool service at ECEmergency.org called EC Alerts, which you can sign up for text alerts on your phone to kind of know the news that's going around in town as well.
Yeah, that's right. I use it every day. Super helpful. That's a great example of what our PIO group does. It just makes sure that everybody's as informed as possible about road closures or, boy, I remember a couple years ago we had a gas leak, and so we put that information out to make sure that people are safe. Obviously, in this instance, we have the COVID-19 pandemic. That's been a big one. This is a really big and important issue, obviously, for us, and there's a ton of information. So when you go to ecemergency.org, it starts with a lot of links that are really helpful, show you how we're doing as a county in terms of how many folks are reported as being sick with the disease, how many are getting better, mental health resources, super important right now that folks are struggling and there's mental health resources. What about financial assistance? If you have questions about financial assistance for yourself or others, that's the place to go to get started, or to go to Facebook and visit One Valley Voice.
I love it. Tom Boyd from the Vail Valley Foundation, thank you and your entire team and all of our local heroes for coming together and putting this great information together. Tom, you can check out what he and his team are up to at vvf.org, and totally looking forward to GoPro Mountain Games this August. Cannot wait for the Doc Dog event. That's my favorite.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you helping us get that information.
Hey, I love it as well. Tom, again, thank you for taking time. ecemergency.org as well as the website. And if you're on the Facebook, check out One Valley Voice as well. Once more, Tom Boyd of Vail Valley Foundation, thank you so much.
Thank you.